Blog Talk Radio.
This is my blues, 'cause I'm back down on my own again. This is the blues I'm playing. Yes, it's a final thing. When the night is cold and lonely,
cut the music because I'm ready to go. I'm ready to get this off my chest. So I hope I could be heard on the live and on the blog show. You know, I really appreciate people tuning into the blog show because that's where the magic happened. The live is just something extra, you know what I'm saying, just for people that's too, you know, they don't want to go over to the blog show. You know what I'm saying? The live is a little something extra, but if you want to tune into the blog, if you want to comment, come in and participate, if you want to challenge something that I'm saying, you know, if you think what I'm saying is foolishness and you want to let me know, hey, you out of your rabbit mind, come on to the blog and let's get it on. It ain't no debate. It ain't no argument. You know, it's just maybe a difference of point of views and beliefs. So 515-605 9749 is the blog number to call in. Then you press the number 1. If you want to come in, leave any testimony or anything, you know, get your voice heard and leave your mark in the world. So with that being said, hello world and welcome to the Ascended Mind Show. You know, this show is intended to invoke thought, to inspire people, to motivate people, to give people knowledge, you know. So, and I've been doing this for a long time. I've been able to help out a lot of people, which, you know, I'm proud of being able to be the person to be there to help people out, because, you know, it's tough when you really got nobody to turn to and you don't have the thoughts formulated in your mind to help yourself out. It's good to seek some type of counseling or mentorship or something from somebody that can kind of guide you, you know, through situations that you're going through. So with today's show on the Ascended Minds, I asked the question, are you and your family cursed by the black magic of trichnology? Now, I'm going to explain a few things when I talk about when I ask this question, the black magic of trichnology. You know, I'm not really talking, you know, ghouls and goblins and floating objects and things like that. You know what I'm saying? So I want to kind of spell this out for you and kind of give a little disclaimer as well, because with the things that I'm saying in these shows, you know, like I said, they are to invoke thoughts. So it's not for you, for what I, you to have to do what I say. You know, you can live by your own rules, however you choose to live your life, because at the end of the day, you know, you are probably in a state of necessity. So you can really live by your own rules. You know what I'm saying? And you got to realize that the things that I'm going to say in this show are going to be, if you're in particular situations, you're going to be able to observe the situation as a whole and be able to think logically on your own terms, as opposed to what you may have been brainwashed or tricked into thinking. So with that being said, let's break down the question. The question, are you in a family curse by the black magic of trichnology? I'm going to be reading some definitions and commentating as I go along, and just try to keep up. So curse, let's look up the word curse. We're going to start there. All right. Okay, now you got to remember that when you read definitions, they have multiple different meanings. Even some words may sound the same, but they are different words, different meanings, things like that. Some words are exactly the same, but have different meanings within that word. So that's a form of trichnology right there as well. So curse, a prayer or invocation for harm or injury to come upon one. So number two, a profane or obscene oath or word. I don't really want to read everything. Once I hit something that hit a nerve, I want to stop there and expound on that. Something that is cursed or cursed, evil or misfortune that comes as if in response to imprecation or as retribution. A cause of great harm or misfortune. And then they also have cursed in the now, to use profane and sullen language against blasphemy, to call upon divine or supernatural power to send injury upon, to execrate in fervent of often profane terms, to bring great evil upon. To bring great evil upon, to a profane or obscene oath. And I don't know if anybody read my book. I have spoken about oaths that has been taken against a certain people. You know, certain people took oaths to do ill will toward a certain people. And that's all in my book. And I'm going to be looking at something else in the book as well. So anyway, that's curse. Now, black magic. Let's look at black magic. Okay, dark magic. Black magic has traditionally referred to the use of supernatural powers or magic for evil and selfish purposes. So that you got to keep in mind that sentence is split. When you hear the or, they say an or, you know, supernatural powers or magic for evil and selfish purposes. Or magic associated with the devil or other evil spirits. So this depends on what you believe in. You know, I personally don't believe in a devil. So to me, it's just a word that's being used like any other word. It is also sometimes referred to as the left hand path, its right hand path counterpart being benevolence, white magic. So I'm not going to read the rest of that Magic. Now let's go to magic. I'm just reading these definitions so you can kind of, you know, see where I'm coming from when I break this down. Magic, the use of means such as charms or spells believed to have supernatural power over natural forces. Now, the magic word there is believed. So magic is something that you believe, like the Bible is based on belief and things like that. So magic is something that you believe. Okay. An extraordinary power or influence seemingly from a supernatural source, something that seems to cast spells, the art of producing illusion by sleight of hand. The art of producing illusion by sleight of hand. So it has a few more definitions and things like that. You can look up magic, but you get the idea of what magic is. So in order for magic to work, it has to be believed. That means you can't understand the nature of the trick. Because if you understand the nature of the trick, then it's no longer magic. You're no longer going to fall for the trick. Unless you just like the trick or something, but that's a fact. If you see a magician or a card player do a magic trick and the trick is revealed, every time you see that trick, you're going to have a different reaction than the people around you that don't know the trick. They're going to be in awe, and you're going to be like, you're going to want to foil the plot. You're going to want to say, nah, the card is in his sleeve. Nah, he got a string attached to that. You're going to want to say that to other people around you. So what I'm trying to do here is reveal the trick. And if you paying attention and you're cognitive, you're going to know the tricks. You're going to start knowing the tricks. And you're going to be able to make a conscious decision of how you respond to these tricks. Okay, now let's go to tricknology. Derogatory technology used for purposes of trickery. So that's technology used for purposes of trickery. Now let's look at tricknology in the Urban Dictionary. Mind games, okay? From an authoritative figure. And they give an example, the police use their tricknology to make an innocent man confess to a crime. Okay, so it's a lot of different definitions revolved around the words I said, curse, black magic, magic, tricknology. And one thing to realize is mainly for these things to work, it has to be truth mixed with deception, you know? So if they go all out deception, then it may not work as good as if it's some truth mixed in there to get you to say, wait, this has to be true because I know this is true. So you say, the rest of it is true. Let me throw some little light music in the background real quick on a show, on a blog show. And thank you for everybody that's tuning in. And like I say, you don't have to live to what I'm saying. This is just to invoke thought. And when you have different things to think about in situations, it gives you more of strength in your weakness. You know, you're not just outsmarted. And that's the goal that, you know, your captors are wanting to do is outsmart you. They want you dumb as a rock. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to go over a few things anyway. Now, let's go over some types of tricknology. I want to go over types of tricknology, but also want to say that, you know, you have good and you have bad tricknology. You know, some tricknology can be used for good and some tricknology can be used for bad. And in the case, you know, I may touch on this or that. So anyway, one type of tricknology is money. And some things that I'm going to say are going to be simple. You're going to be able to relate because you see them all the time. And it's the reason why you're seeing these things all the time. It's the reason why, you know, these things are pushed up on you and you depend on them because it's part of the game that's being played. It's part of the mind games. It's part of the tricknology in order for it to work. If somebody's going to do a card trick, they have to have cards before you to do a card trick. Or they can do maybe a computer-generated card trick or something like that. But you're not going to fall for that as opposed to if someone is right in your face and you see cards disappear and things like that. Anyway, so part of the tricknology and money is to put you in a certain social status of rich, middle class, and poor. You know, and you probably already know this, but what this does is for the people that are considered poor, the have-nots, now puts them in a state of scarcity. Now, there's no way really possible that up on this earth that you should be paying to live, to eat, to survive, for whatever. See, the thing is, that was the purpose of that creation, is to create scarcity. So now it's like you always have to be on the go. You always have to, you know, you got to, you never have enough money. You never have enough, because that's not a part of nature. That's not a part of life. See what I'm saying? So they make it a part of life now. So now instead of living your natural life and, you know, building and creating things, they restrict you with patents and copyrights and things like that. So now that you can't freely create something that somebody else created because there's a patent on it, and then it's enforced that you can't create it or you get sued for money. So that's a major tricknology, is money, you know. And you can kind of weigh your options out with that. You know, a lot of people, they do a lot of different things for money. They do anything for money. And, you know, money is what's controlling the labor of the people. So with that money, they can control the labor. They can make you do things. They can make you build things. You know, essentially, you know, it's a form of a payment for slavery, essentially. You know what I'm saying? Because they paying you to, what'd I say, no time to think, plan, build. Right, absolutely. No time to do nothing what you intended to do. And you got to realize that the money system here, or the money systems that are created, you know, people were still living before they even created these money systems. In certain areas, people don't even use these money systems. But they try to make it look like if you're not using a money system, then you're not living lavish, and you're not living, you know, by your means and all that like that. Like you're living poor in a hut and things like that. You got people don't use money. They have resources and they can build them, you know, any type of house they want, any type of building they want. You got builders, master builders, things like that. So speaking of that, another great illusion tricknology is infrastructure and your environment. So I want to relate that to, let's say you buy like a pet or something, like a pet snake or pet fish or something. You get the cage or you get the tank, and then you put rocks in there. You put food in there. You put water in there. You put money in there. You put schools in there. You put laws, rules in there. So you're trying to simulate this environment for this pet. You're trying to give it everything that it has in its natural habitat. So me personally, when I see metropolitan areas and ghettos and things like that, I see that as a form of that. They're trying to simulate, you know, an environment for you that they created to control you. So they give you all of these things just to keep you alive, to keep you comfortable, like lab rats. And then they come in and they do their tests and all of this other stuff. So you in a simulated environment. And that's why I always say, like, this is not my environment, because we have settled. Now look how, based upon the conditions that you settle, because everybody came together and formed. So now they're all uniform now. Now they're all the United Colonies. So now it's nowhere to really run to on this land. Then they keep you trapped here. But you got to realize that another form of trickery, which I'm going to get to, is I'm going to get to it later on. And it's going to be explaining why, you know, they want to believe you, they make you believe that you're trapped here, things like that. So the infrastructure, you know, they built monuments and statues and things like that to intimidate people. You know, they come on your land, tear down your stuff, build their stuff up, and make people immortalize these things to put fear in them and to scare them. So all of this plays a role into who you are and your limitations and, you know, how you feel about yourself and your freedom and things like that, the infrastructure. Oh, you can't cross this white line. do not trespass, do not enter one way. You see, they directing you, they hurting you. See what I'm saying? Don't do this, don't do that. And I'm not saying that these are bad things. You should also observe these things. You should also observe when you're being herded. You know, you should have knowledge of these things. You shouldn't just be herded and all you just scared to get a ticket. So they saying, do this and do that and do that and do that. And the only thing in the back of your head is, I don't want this ticket, or I don't want my ass beat, or I don't want to get shot. You know what I'm saying? So that gives you no confidence in life, because now with that creates a post-traumatic situation. Now you fearful for the rest of your life. Now you, you know, you just doing their work for them now. Now you somebody driving, you telling them you backseat driving now subconsciously because of your fear of what your enemy has installed in you, a form of technology to make you do their work, make you work for them without them having to do it. That's the Stockholm syndrome right there. You know what I'm saying? And what they have against that is plausible deniability. So they say that, you know, slavery doesn't exist. Brainwashing doesn't exist. Poisoning doesn't exist. And what they're doing doesn't exist. So if you can't prove it, then it doesn't exist. But what's happening is because of these environmental conditions, people are, you know, they're being subject to the Stockholm syndrome, not realizing that they have been conquered people, captured. This is, like I said, why you have police stations and armies and, you know, the executive branch, the war powers to control what they have in their possession, to control, you know, that what they have captured, what they have seized and took over. A lot of these people, mostly these people that set up, well, really all of the people that set up the government, the national government, they're not even from here. When I say set up, I'm not talking about the president and the vice president and the secretary of state and all that other shit. Those are all just pawns on the chessboard. I'm talking about the people that filed the corporations, you know what I'm saying, and came over and conquered and did what they did to establish the colonial government and things like that. So all that's still affecting today because they are still active. So they put in a system that remains active based on technology. So they lied about saying it was a civil war so that they can make people think that they were in the fight when they were really fighting over getting control of the land to be able to own you, to be able to create this infrastructure and give you all of this oohs and ahs and entertainment, things like that. So just be aware of that. Just be aware of your environment that you should have never settled in a ghetto. You should be seeking refuge out of the ghetto like they're doing in Ukraine. You should be running, but people are settled. And this is why there's this this kill or be killed mentality, because you really stuck and only a few may make it somewhere, but then they not even comfortable where they go because, you know, they get looked at a certain way. They get treated a certain way. Then they want to cry about, oh, I went to Macy's and I spent $30,000 and they still search me and brand, follow me around the store, you know, all this bullshit. But they could build their own Macy's at the end of the day. They have enough resources to do it, but they don't do it. They can build their own jewelry store at the end of the day. They have enough resources, but they'd rather go to the ice box or some bullshit. But anyway, do what you want. Now, another one is religion. I don't want to get too much into religion because that's a stronghold. And a lot of people, if you really observe the religious structure and how it's put up on you and the origin of things, you can really see that it has no meaning in your life. You can really see it. You know what I'm saying? But because of the fear of whatever condition they put on you, you're going to probably go to bat for it, die for it. You know what I'm saying? But that's not to take nothing away from anybody's belief, because what you believe is what you believe. But you got to realize when they have the religion, they mix truth with lies. So if it is some truth to the religion, they're going to mix it with a bunch of deception to confuse you. And that's happening every day. They're going to keep it in your face. They're going to get you chanting and get you singing and whatever they're going to do to get you to subside with their religion. Now, and one thing I realize is that if you come to a land and you conquer the people and change their language, then you also change their religion. If you conquer a people and they don't have any origin, but other than what you tell them, go back to Africa, you also change their source. You change a lot of things that they knew over time to what you want them to believe. So me personally, I want to be cognitive for that because I don't feel like I can't identify a source outside of American soil. I can't identify that I'm from Africa. The stats don't add up, you know, the numbers don't add up and things like that. So I personally believe that the numbers are fabricated, you know, it's only this amount of many millions of people when it's probably more. Who knows these numbers? You know, I believe that that's also a part of tricknology, you know, lying with the religion, lying with the numbers and things like that. Another major thing of tricknology is time and calendar. And time and calendar, I feel, is important. It keeps people on schedule, keeps them busy, keeps them on time. I understand that. But that's also an illusion. It's also an illusion. I meant to say today's illusion is May 21st, 2022. I usually say the illusion at the beginning of my shows. So that's also part of the illusion, to keep people confused, to keep people busy. People are more than likely, unless it's based on survival, they're more likely naturally going to be lazy in this environment. They're going to be lazy because, you know, this environment makes them comfortable. So they don't have to really get up and do a lot of things. So when you in the cage, they're going to, you know, put the water and the food in for you and everything in for you and give you what you need, you know, just to survive, just enough to survive. So I'm not going to touch too much on religion, but the way that things are structured, you know, you can't believe that somebody captured you and gave you the proper religion to practice and say, hey, yeah, here you go. Another thing is television, radio images. Now, I'm going to give you an example. Let's say, let me see. Okay, I got some. Let me go in this book. So I want somebody to type. If anybody can see this book in the chat, type what this is right here. Can y'all see that? What is that? Somebody type what that is if you can see that right there. Watch this. Let me go to this something else too. Okay. Can anybody see that in the chat? What I just showed. Give me one second. So I want to go through this here. Maybe y'all can't see. Okay. Can anybody see this? What's that? What'd that say? Muslim? Can anybody see what this is? It's probably hard to see, but just from that, can you see what that is? This right here. What is that? No, not the book. This right here. This here. Okay, maybe y'all can't see that. Eagle. Okay. You say it's an eagle. Anybody else want to guess what this is? Kimberly said it's an eagle. Let me find something else. I need another picture. I don't know if y'all can really see this. But, okay. Reginald said it's an eagle. Okay. All right. Now, I'm going to show you how tricknology works. Now, just by me pointing at this and saying, what is this here? Okay, bird's view. What's a bird's view? Oh, some type of bird. Okay, some type of bird. Okay. All right, now, this is how tricknology works. Okay. I show you this here, this image. And people say it's an eagle. They say it's a bird. They say it's a bird's view, some type of bird. It's an image of a vulture. It's an image. See what I'm saying? But this is how words are misconstrued, and this is how words are misinterpreted. Because when people see the image, they relate it to the actual animal, the actual thing. So this is where you have to, in your life, observe the separation, you know, and some separations can be simple and some separations can be intricate. So that's a little small example. This is really not a bird. This is really not an eagle. This is really not anything but an image of what you reflect that you see. It's not really what it is. So you got to see this for what it is. You got to see this as an image. That's what you have to see it as, and that's all it is. So that's where the trickery, the tricknology comes in at, because people will swear that this is a bird, and they don't explain what it is. Like, hey, that's an image of a bird. That's not an actual bird. So this is where the television and radio and images create your leaders for you. You never met these people, or you may see them here and there, but they have created that leader. And without that television, you wouldn't have that leader. That's a dope example. I appreciate that. But that's the reality of it. Without that television, you wouldn't have your Malcolm X's, your Mike Tyson's, and all your leaders and things like that. Now, I'm not saying that that's wrong, because you may get inspired to be on that level, or you may get inspired to further what you're doing in your life. But what I'm saying is, through these leaders, people are influenced to stay suppressed and oppressed through these leaders. That's a long time game to create a hero, to create an image, so that you never look to yourself to guide yourself with your own power. So you continuously lost, waiting for the next leader. Then they kill them or they die off. Now you're looking for another leader. Then your children's looking for a leader. And you're not creating within the family that you have, your family structure, your empire. So what they did to get this country is they created their empires in England, and they did expeditions and came over here and conquered land and called them counties. So when they got these counties, they came together and formed states. And when they formed these states, they came together and formed, you know, their whole conglomerate, things like that. But they were able to take their family structure and amass this wealth and these resources and things like that. Because that's the whole purpose. And money is the medium of exchange, is to create resources. Because you're not going to eat the money. You can maybe heat your fireplace up with it if you got enough of it. You know what I'm saying? So the television is major in you know, your oppression. So if you know these things, and now you're watching TV, now you can see it from a different perspective. Oh, this is really just fake knowledge. This is entertainment. You know what I'm saying? And you can look at it as entertainment, but some people, when they see things, if they create a new rap star, then that's your new star. They create a new hip-hop star, that's your new star. New villain, that's your new villain. That's called when people follow the trend. They follow the trend through these devices and things like that. They're going to follow the trend, and they're going to be stuck in every trend. So now you're not focusing on yourself and your family, what really counts, what really matters. So if they give a dog a bone, you got to know how to take the resources that they're giving you and build a mass of resources so that you can be able to build with other families. See, we don't build with other families. I'm going to tell you the type of shit that we do. We get loans. We get these loans. We get these houses and cars. And then we judge people quickly. Boom. Look at him. Look at them. Look at them. Not understand their condition. But then when we do get together, it's some bullshit family reunion, some bullshit funeral, some bullshit cookout. And all we do is take pictures. And then we got a picture of 20, 30 motherfuckers that when that picture is done being took, then everybody go their separate ways. Nobody even speak to each other anymore. That's a reality. Nobody's speaking. Nobody gives a fuck. And everybody in that picture is still struggling individually when they could come together cognitively and be powerful, be the next big family. Now, everybody's not going to be on this wave, but if you have this family, why is that not the goal? Why is that not the goal, to be able to come together and conquer this oppression and this poverty and say, hey, we can now think in the fourth and fifth dimension, because we can bend things at our own will and create our own resources. Now we don't need money as bad as we thought we needed it. So now You don't need money. You'll use it, of course, because it's around and it does magic to certain situations, but you don't need it. You think, what's his name? Elon Musk and them boys need money and all them rich people. They don't need money, but they're going to use it though, but they to a point where they don't need it. So why, if they don't need it, why are people still in poverty? Because they don't know how to think their way out of poverty. And that was part of the tricknology, you know, cast upon people. That's the spell that's cast upon people. That's a strong spell to break because you start to evaluate yourself and blame yourself for not having money. And everybody around you is going to blame you for not having money. So you're going to be cursed. You're going to be a bum. That's what you're going to do. You're going to run yourself crazy. You're going to stop trimming yourself up. Stop being clean and fresh. You're going to run you crazy without money. See what I'm saying? So anyway, another form of trickology people use is language and books and things like that. You know, when they conquered, they made sure to give you new language and give you books and religious books to guide you, to change your origin. They made sure they change your origin. They made sure they come and conquer. Why would you not tell somebody they're from somewhere else? If you catch a frog out of nature and put it in the cage or whatever, or a tank, you're not going to tell that frog it's from nature. You're going to use that frog to entertain you, to watch it eat ants, whatever. You're going to use it for your purpose, for your benefit, for your entertainment. If you get a pet or anything, the pets don't know their origin. See what I'm saying? So they look at you as pets. They're not going to tell you your origin. They would never tell you your origin. They would never tell you that you a slave. They would never tell you, you know, that you a modern slave. They may say, hey, yeah, y'all came from slavery. They want to degrade you as much as possible so that you feel like you came from somewhere inferior. They want to make you feel like you lost on the world, and you got to feel lost because people don't really know their history because they're claiming all types of shit. They're claiming Jesus. They're claiming Moorish, Morocco, Moroccan. They're claiming Israelite, African, claiming anything that they feel, the pyramids, Egypt. You're claiming everything. People are so lost and confused, but I can't judge anybody on that because that's tricknology. So now their thoughts are all over the place of where they came from. They can't even trace it because that's been hidden over the years. You see, when they conquer and that first generation got wiped out, the second generation might have knew a little something. But once that generation got wiped out, third generation started losing his ways and losing his thoughts. And nobody was carrying the message. And nobody maintained their native civilization. Nobody. So they may say, yeah, we got some people in South America that's untouched, you know, some tribes that's untouched and things like that. But everything is touched. All right. Now, like I said, the New World Order was when they stepped foot on this land. That was the New World Order. So they want you to think the New World Order is coming, or technology is bringing in a New World Order. It's been here. That's been the change, the manifesto. So, okay, can't believe any. Can't believe any of what. I don't understand what you're saying, but illusions, a lot of illusions. I'm going to give an example of, you know, you can get different feelings from different situations depending on what you know. So this is how you cure the tricknology, the black magic, the curse, by having knowledge of the curse and how it works and things like that. So let's say, for an example, someone wants to rob you and they pull a gun out on you. They put it in your face and they say, give me your money. Now, if you have no knowledge whether that gun is real or fake, you're going to react to what you believe. If you're going to first initially believe the gun is real, so you're going to probably give everything. You're going to freeze up. You're going to give everything. Hey, take my watch, wallet. Now, if you look down that barrel and see an orange piece sticking out, and that gun is right in your face, and you see an orange piece, your confidence is going to switch. You're going to probably grab it, and you're going to fight to the death. you're probably going to grab it and fight to the death because you're going to lose that fear. So your knowledge of looking down that barrel and seeing that fake orange piece in that barrel changed the level of your confidence. So this is why, you know, they have to keep this technology jammed in your face, coming from all different angles, whether it's in law, in government, in the courts, through books, through religion, through what you see other people do, influence. This has to be constantly in your face on some type of level, from your hairstyle, from the clothes you wear, from how you smell, what you do, where you go. It has to be some type of self-inflicted wound that you put on yourself for this to continue to work. Because, like I said, if you've seen that the gun is not real, you're going to probably react different. Also, like I said, if someone is doing a magic trick and you just happen to know how the magic trick works and you know how to do it yourself, you're going to have a different reaction than other people. If somebody called and told you a lie and said, hey, so-and-so is dead, but they're not, and you believe they are, you're going to have that emotion, that cry, that breakdown. But they could be lying to you, or they may not have the full information. But then you're going to find out the truth, and you're going to have that relief. So that just shows right there that a situation, people act different to the same situation. And, you know, technology is among you everywhere you go. So you got to break that curse by learning the games that they play. And you got to be able to observe these games. You get in court and they say, hey, yeah, sign this document. You got to sign it or we're going to put you in jail. That's the type of shit they say. We're going to find you in contempt of court. We're going to lock you up. Throw away the key. You sign the document. Now you just signed into the program. You just gave permission. So my thing is, when it comes to documents, hey, sign this document. Is my signature mandatory on that document or is it voluntary? They say it's mandatory. Show me a law that is mandatory and I'll sign it. It's no law. Okay, I don't want to sign it voluntarily. So take it out my way. And that's it. That's it. But some people get scared and they sign anything. Then what they do, they bring it back up against you. Hey, yeah, but you signed this. You signed this child support. You signed half of your home over to get cut in half for the spousal divorce or whatever. So all I'm saying with this show is, you know, be aware of your surroundings. Always keep in mind that the people around you, you can start building with. You can start networking with, gathering together and figuring things out. Otherwise, you're just a sitting duck, waiting for them to come in and pluck you out. Only people you really should be dealing with is maybe possibly a sheriff, because they still do have a stronghold on the land. You know, so you're not going to be able to just get some machine guns and say, hey, we're going to take our land back. It's not going to work like that, because they're going to close in on you with the war powers. I told you, like, the way I be explaining things, it's a way to do things civilly through the court and things like that to give you some type of ground. And I'm going to also point this out too. In my book, it says this, and this is from your enemy. This ain't from me. So it says right here, a lot of shit in my book, shit is manifesting. And I already talked about it. I've been trying to warn y'all of shit in my book and nobody really paying attention, but it's all good. Senate docket number 4373rd Congress, first session, which states the ownership of all property in the state, individual so-called ownership, is only by virtue of the government, i.e. law amounting to mere user, and use must be in accordance with law and subordinate to the necessity of the state. So what they're saying right there is you don't own shit. And I already explained your relationship to land, to conquered land, and anything that's on that conquered land. It becomes a natural resource for the conqueror. So you are literally a natural resource. This is what human resources is. They want to manage their resources through these departments. But I can keep going on with that. I'm going to go ahead and end it with that, and I'm going to bring some people in on the line. I'm going to take a little intermission, and I'm gonna come right back and bring people on the line, see who want to comment, who want to come and say something, add something, who want to debate. I don't really want to debate, but who want to say, hey, man, nah, this is what it is. You know, I'm all ears because we figuring things out. And I'm not new to this. I'm true to this. I've been doing this for a while, and I done studied all of y'all leaders and all of y'all influencers and all of y'all authority. I studied it all, everything. So I'm not saying I know it all, but I did a lot of study and research, and I researched patterns and things like that. You can almost become your own scientist if you pay real close attention to the pattern and the nature of people and the nature of socialism and other things like that. You can really start to break it down and start to see the sources of these things and how they control you, and then you can start making your own path. So with that being said, I'm going to take this little brisake. And your boy gonna be right back. Like what? Like cook crack. Let's go. We trying to flow through this, you know what I'm saying? We trying to flow through this. I'm trying to flow this, these knowledge waves through your brain, and I'm trying to invoke thought. I'm trying to invoke thought. And it's been a lot of people that we done inspired that really changed their life and how they see things that they deal with every day. And I remember I was once confused. So I know the difference. I know the different feeling and the confidence that I have now than I had before. I know the fear that I had now that I don't have, I mean, that I had before that I don't have now. That fear is almost non-existent. It's still there sometimes, you know what I'm saying? But, you know I have a lot of options when dealing with certain situations, and I exercise them, and I'm confident in doing what I do, you know what I mean? So anyway, we're going to go to the call line. I'm going to bring in a few people. If you're on the line, I'm going to bring you in. The calling number is 515-605-9749. Call in. Don't be shy. Call in right now. Call that number. And we're going to go ahead and kick it. If you missed this show, then you can catch it in the archives at blogtalkradio.com/ascendingminds. Ascended Minds. Caller 716-563. What it do?
What up?
Who that?
You can hear me, bro?
Yeah, yes, sir. Who that? Oh, that's Mike?
It's Mike.
Brethren,
Guaguan.
Man, Guan Brethren, what's good?
You going in, brother? I really honestly don't have much to say, man, because everything you've been saying is just is powerful, man. You going in.
Oh, man, I appreciate
it. Let me check
and see. I'm sorry, you're holding the line up. Okay, yeah, man. So, yeah, a lot of powerful information, man. We definitely, like, super whitewashed, man, like, and it's bad. We have an identity crisis. And I say all the time, like, a lot of other nations have their stuff together except for us.
Uh-huh. You know,
like,
why?
Go ahead. I'm listening to you.
You know why I believe, see, the thing is, the other nations, right? The other nations primarily fought for their existence and their space and their land. See, America is the playground. You got to think, everybody here that's controlling America came from somewhere else. Britain.
That's a fact.
China, they got embassies everywhere, armies everywhere, police stations everywhere. That's not American. America didn't set that shit up. They came from somewhere else. So the actual people of America lost the fight and been losing for a while, so they don't have a way. They don't have an origin. They don't have anything but you came on slave boats, go back to Africa. That's it. So that African American, I don't identify with all that black shit in African American because I know the origin of why they created those terms through the black codes
exactly.
and everything to control
Bible.
People themselves. So that's a sabotage on their self-imagery. Like they took your language and said, this is who you are. We taking your shit. You're not speaking your native tongue. You're not talking that bullshit. We're going to civilize you into the civil registry. That's what we're going to do to you. We're going to give you this birth certificate. That's what the Romans did to civilize who they called monsters. They gave them birth certificates, civilized them. Then they taught them their native tongue. That's what Napoleon did when he conquered. He changed the language of the place that he conquered.
Right.
So if you change
same
the language.
Same thing as Constantine changing the Sabbath day, the real day of worship, from Saturday to Sunday.
They changing everything. That's all tricknology, man. They changed everything already. It's already changed. Just the fact that I'm speaking this language, I don't know my native tongue. I can't tell you. And I know it ain't no African.
It ain't English and it ain't Spanish either. I just tell you, we brought that up on the show yesterday.
Man, it's just good that we waking up to realize these things or we have the opportunity because back in the day, you know, we didn't really have much opportunity for anybody to bring these things to light. Now it's like a lot of people are waking up, but they still don't get the concept. When you miss the concept, you're going to just be woke and you're going to be claiming all types of stuff. You're going to be claiming
right.
everything that you feel you want to claim. You'll go from being a 5%er to a Muslim to whatever, atheist, you'll be anything. A Christian, you just be anything that you feel your parents was or somebody around you was or, you know, whatever they forced upon you.
Just out of pure confusion, you're going to keep jumping into different things because you're going, they always find that, okay, this ain't it, this ain't it. Eventually, it happens with every system. People always eventually say, no, this wasn't the formula. No, this wasn't it. And they jumped to something else.
Hey, I literally, I showed the case. I did a show, and I gave the case where it said that the people here are not connected with Morocco because somebody took a case to the courts and said, hey, I'm of Moroccan descent, and I'm a Moorish American, or whatever else they were saying. They took all that to court. And they lost that whole case, and they broke down everything in that case of how they not related. Even Morocco said they not related. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of confusion.
Right.
Like if you got citizenship and you declared your citizenship in Morocco, then you related based on that declaration, just like people are related that's immigrants and come here, and they become national because they immigrants. They related now. Are they citizens? They were born here, things like that. That'll give you relation. But all just making these false claims, that shit got to stop. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, yeah, man, stay in here with me, man. I'm going to just go through the call line.
Yeah, I ain't going nowhere, bro. Power hour is so fun.
Okay. If nobody don't want to talk on the call line, if I bring you in, you don't want to talk, just let me know. I'm going to keep it going, then I'm probably end up getting out of here.
Who else up in here?
I don't know. It's just a few people on a call line. I'm going to just click maybe one or two numbers, see who, you know, who want to talk. If not, then I'm going to go ahead and get up out of here. Hey, 787-974. Peace. Can you hear me?
Yes, Steve. How are you, my brothers and sisters out there? I'm in Puerto Rico.
Oh, you in Puerto Rico?
Hey, Puerto Rico.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I've been involved with the Moorish community for over 30 years.
Uh-huh.
And you're right, and I understand you're talking about you're right, because people make all these false claims, but what they do is create a distraction.
Right.
We know, even though people say this is Morocco or whatever, I don't believe that stuff, because we are living beings. We have a style,
right.
But we're living beings, or more, because more Spanish means more.
Yeah.
Even with Puerto Rico, they claim it as a territory, so they have a lot of influence in Puerto Rico as well.
Possession.
Right.
Under the Treaty of Paris of 1898. they came here, and they came by force. So I think after all these years, I haven't been affiliated with no group, no more Science Temple for more than 20 years, because I haven't seen anything. We lost a house dealing with the state law. We lost a $250,000 house in Philadelphia. We can't get it back. And many things is a first. It's just a business like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, right now, the people that are going to stick together, stick together. The people that are going to stick together, I'm sorry. Let me give you a sample. I have many leaders that know me for all these years. I used to be part of the round table. Great deal. And I have a lot of archives because I recorded myself, even from the National Black Theater in New York. And they're still stuck there in the same dream, you know. And people have the power, have the mind to do whatever they want, but they are afraid. That fear is no good, you know. So anyway, one of my good examples right now is fighting a cancer tumor naturally. And I got my wife, she's Christian, and I saw all my people are Christian. And they say, what happened to your brother and sister? I'm not going to give you, send you a pain. You understand? Why?
Uh-huh.
It's about looking for you or anything. No, it's about a business. So, you know, if people are going to make a business out of it, make the business, but use it on your favor, on the people's favor. You know, because right now we're carrying something that we don't have. We came with the Lord, the language, but we're still the tenants. You know, but dealing with the mind, you gotta work. People need to be working with the mind. I think mind is something very strong until you manifest it, until you develop it. You have to develop yourself. You know. And that's it, you know, but I appreciate it. I have a new call. Brother, you want to give me a holler? I like to ask you a couple of questions, but I don't even know I should be on the call. You got my number right here, you can give me a call anytime. If I don't pick up because I'm sleeping, because I'm fighting the pain. I don't even answer because I'm in pain. But don't give up. Don't give up. I see you speak to your faithful, you have a wonderful family, your children. Those are your precious Jews. Nobody gonna take care of you. So you
right.
know, you got that Jew. So you know, we here and pretty soon we're gonna do some bilingual classes. Dealing with the language of love, so you know, stay in touch.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate you tuning in with that message. Definitely appreciate it. All Puerto Rico.
Shout out
to I'm Bill Shamir. I know all of you. Abdullah, I know Taj, Rasmariah, I know all of them. You know. But anyway, it's a great honor. And Bill, you're going to tell me how I like to ask you something on service, commercial, transaction, and all that stuff. You know, I never got involved because I've been employed for over 30 years. I don't use Social Security. So, you know. But, you know, it's good to know something that I don't know. You know. So I appreciate you, brother. Thank you.
Absolutely, man. Thank you. I appreciate you tuning in, man. All right?
With your passion, with your amor.
All right. Peace. Okay.
Yeah, man. They implemented the same shit in Puerto Rico, basically.
Yeah. So you know what that just made me think about just now, when they ceded Hawaii into the United States and how they took over Puerto Rico as a territory, and you see these people are still on their land. See what I'm saying? They still on their land. So what makes us think that we not still on their land? See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
They didn't displace. They didn't displace them, and I don't think they displaced us. But this, besides mentally, you know, the mental game. What can they do mentally and get away with? What can they say that we're gonna fall for generations after generations? And like I said, they do believe in plausible deniability and hiding themselves. They do believe in, you know, being a parasite, things like that. They're gonna go touch everything. They'll give you some salt and they're gonna touch everything. But we waking up and we're enlightening ourselves. And it's not to say that, hey, we doing this because, you know, we trying to go to war and get you off the land and all that. That's not gonna happen. That's not realistic, honestly. But we want to be able to identify ourselves and have a way other than the way that you give us. See what I'm saying? Because the way that they give us, it doesn't give us self-determination. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we were never built for this system. It was never built for us. We need to adjudicate our own self. We need our own everything apart from their system.
Right.
That's the only way. We just need our own thing, totally separate from what they have going on.
We need some type of autonomy, man. Like how, to give an example, Ukraine and Russia, how they got their own thing. Ukraine, I always thought Ukraine was Russia. You know what I'm saying? I never knew it was a difference, but they got their own thing.
Same thing with Lithuania too. All of those places was all Lithuania. They was all part of the Soviet Union at one point.
And they all broke off and did their own thing because they realized, you know, that
look at this. Same thing with the United Kingdom, right? People don't even really realize. They think the United Kingdom is just London, but it's actually Scotland is included in that. And I think it's Ireland also. It's like three different European nations that make up the United Kingdom.
Right. And I could see that because it's called United Kingdom, like United States. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So yeah, man, it's definitely people that's doing it. And if you look up, if you Google active treaties, I believe it's called, you'll see how countries declare their independence. That was the pattern. So if you're going to be a Moorish American and claim this title, you got to start claiming independence. But you can't claim to be another country that's already in existence that claim their independence, you know? They may have United States acknowledgement and things like that, you know, whatever, as the first country that gave United States, what they gave them, some type of acceptance or something like that. But that don't mean that's this is Morocco and all that other stuff I'll be hearing. Morocco is where it's at. But I'm not, if anybody believes that, and it is what it is. You just need to do more research and study to kind of know what you're talking about. Well, man, I ain't gonna hold the line. If you want to say anything else, you know, just let people know about your show and what you got going on. And after that, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to close it out.
All right, man. Share peace. We just come in on every Friday, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm Mikael Kalel. The show is The Matrix Decoded, and we all in the Ascended Minds loop, the Ascended Minds family. We all together in this thing. You can also, I got a book also out. It's entitled You Against You. It's available now online at thebookpatch.com for $30 USD. And that's it. I appreciate you, my brother.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate you. Shout out to the caller from Puerto Rico. Appreciate him tuning in. And I'm going to plug my book in, too. I got the No Love for Thy Neighbor also on the book patch. This book, I did this book in 2016. I got more books I'm working on. And this book is fire. If you read this book, you're going to see a lot of stuff here that could have been protected people for years. But people don't read. If you want to hide something, hide it in the book.
Right.
Yo. So, thanks for tuning in to Ascended Minds every Saturday. You can call in or you can catch the archive at the blogtalkradio.com/AscendedMinds. And you can call in to 515-605-9749. every Saturday, unless I can't make it and it's out of my control. Other than that, I'm going to try to make it every Saturday. I'm going to keep dropping jewels and concepts just to wake people up. And a lot of stuff I say, you're not really going to hear nowhere else. You're not going to hear in too many places. If you do, it's not going to be a breakdown like I'm doing. I'm going to give you clarity in layman's terms so that you can understand and comprehend these things. And you can know when you're facing them how to deal with them. So,
right.
Peace. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate y'all.
Peace.
All right. Let me go ahead and close it out. We gone. See how we going to close.
So much problem with me so-called friends. Problem with the girl I love. Bully for them, we said them no popcorn. Them never know the place I was. People we know the real struggle me feel. Are people like Squid and Cuz. This music business like a battle to me. So much fucking hatred and grudge. But in the midst of all his enemies, try you keep me firm and strong. Bad mind and jealousy just get me free. Try you keep me firm and strong, yeah. Give me the energy me need. Try you keep me firm and strong. And you will keep winning by any means, yeah. Try you keep me firm and strong, yeah. Strong already. Strong already, you know. Strong already. Strong already. Strong already, you know. Me no friendly with the media. Everyone already know. Some people can believe everything them see on TV. Everything them hear on radio. Them see a video thing I need them want. Them plan up how fi take it from you. God na go vex if I'm a gun me draw. Empty a massive from you. But inna the means of all his enemies, try you keep me firm and strong. Bad mind and jealousy just get me feet. Try you keep me firm and strong, yeah. Give me the energy me need. Try you keep me firm and strong. And you will keep winning by any means, yeah. Try you keep me firm and strong, yeah. Strong already. Strong already, you know. Strong already. Strong already. Strong already, you know. Them no want it to be happy. Them no want it to be make it up. Oh